This is the Bible lesson from the Christian Science Quarterly for study during the week ending Sunday, September 25th, 2016. We'll be reading from the King James Version of the Bible and from Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures by Mary Baker Eddy.
The subject is reality. The golden text is from Psalms. O Lord, thy word is true from the beginning, and every one of thy righteous judgments endureth forever. The responsive reading is from Luke. A sower went out to sow his seed, and as he sowed, some fell by the wayside, and it was trodden down, and the fowls of the air devoured it. And some fell upon a rock, and as soon as it was sprung up, it withered away, because it lacked moisture. And some fell among thorns, and the thorns sprang up with it and choked it. And other fell on good ground, and sprang up and bare fruit an hundredfold. Now the parable is this: the seed is the word of God. Those by the wayside are they that hear, then cometh the devil and taketh away the word out of their hearts, lest they should believe and be saved. They on the rock are they which, when they hear, receive the word with joy, and these have no root, which for a while believe, and in time of temptation fall away. And that which fell among thorns are they which, when they have heard, go forth and are choked with cares and riches and pleasures of this life, and bring no fruit to perfection. But that on the good ground are they which, in an honest and good heart, having heard the word, keep it, and bring forth fruit with patience.
Section 1. The Bible. John. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. Psalms. For the word of the Lord is right, and all His works are done in truth. He loveth righteousness and judgment. The earth is full of the goodness of the Lord. By the word of the Lord were the heavens made, and all the host of them by the breath of His mouth. For He spake, and it was done. He commanded, and it stood fast. The counsel of the Lord standeth forever. The thoughts of His heart to all generations. Romans. For the invisible things of Him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even His eternal power and Godhead. For they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh, but they that are after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. O, the depth of the riches, both of the wisdom and knowledge of God! For of Him, and through Him, and to Him are all things, to whom be glory forever.
And from Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures by Mary Baker Eddy. To grasp the reality and order of being in its science, you must begin by reckoning God as the divine principle of all that really is. The Bible declares, all things were made by Him, the divine Word, and without Him was not anything made that was made. This is the eternal verity of divine science. The visible universe and material man are the poor counterfeits of the invisible universe and spiritual man. Eternal things, verities, are God's thoughts, as they exist in the spiritual realm of the real. Paul says, "For the invisible things of Him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made." Romans 1:20. When the substance of spirit appears in Christian Science, the nothingness of matter is recognized. Where the Spirit of God is, and there is no place where God is not, evil becomes nothing, the opposite of the something of spirit. The spiritual reality is the scientific fact in all things. The spiritual fact, repeated in the action of man and the whole universe, is harmonious and is the ideal of truth. Spiritual facts are not inverted. The opposite discord, which bears no resemblance to spirituality, is not real. To divest thought of false trusts and material evidences in order that the spiritual facts of being may appear, this is the great attainment by means of which we shall sweep away the false and give place to the true.
Section 2. Hebrews. Through faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by the Word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. 1 Kings. And Elijah the Tishbite, who was of the inhabitants of Gilead, said unto Ahab, "As the Lord God of Israel liveth, before whom I stand, there shall not be dew nor rain these years, but according to my word." And it came to pass after many days that the word of the Lord came to Elijah in the third year, saying, "Go, show thyself unto Ahab, and I will send rain upon the earth." And Elijah went to show himself unto Ahab. And there was a sore famine in Samaria. And Elijah said unto Ahab, "Get thee up, eat and drink, for there is a sound of abundance of rain." So Ahab went up to eat and to drink. And Elijah went up to the top of Carmel, and he cast himself down upon the earth, and put his face between his knees, and said to his servant, "Go up now, look toward the sea." And he went up and looked and said, "There is nothing." And he said, "Go again 7 times. And it came to pass at the 7th time that he said, "Behold, there ariseth a little cloud out of the sea, like a man's hand." And he said, "Go up, say unto Ahab, prepare thy chariot and get thee down, that the rain stop thee not." And it came to pass in the meanwhile that the heaven was black with clouds and wind, and there was a great rain. And Ahab rode and went to Jezreel. And the hand of the Lord was on Elijah.
The testimony of the corporeal senses cannot inform us what is real and what is delusive. But the revelations of Christian Science unlock the treasures of truth. Elias. Prophecy. Spiritual evidence opposed to material sense. Christian Science, with which can be discerned the spiritual fact of whatever the material senses behold. If you wish to know the spiritual fact, you can discover it by reversing the material fable, be the fable pro or con, be it in accord with your preconceptions or utterly contrary to them. We must look deep into realism instead of accepting only the outward sense of things. what is termed material sense, can report only a mortal, temporary sense of things, whereas spiritual sense can bear witness only to truth. Spiritual sense, contradicting the material senses, involves intuition, hope, faith, understanding, fruition, reality. The facts of divine science should be admitted, although the evidence as to these facts is not supported by evil, by matter, or by material sense, because the evidence that God and man coexist is fully sustained by spiritual sense. Man is, and forever has been, God's reflection. God is infinite, therefore ever-present, and there is no other power nor presence. Hence, the spirituality of the universe is the only fact of creation.
Section 3. Jeremiah. Do not I fill heaven and earth, saith the Lord? I have heard what the prophets said, that prophesy lies in my name, saying, I have dreamed, I have dreamed. The prophet that hath a dream, let him tell a dream. And he that hath my word, let him speak my word faithfully. What is the chaff to the wheat? Let not your prophets and your diviners that be in the midst of you deceive you, neither hearken to your dreams, which ye cause to be dreamed. For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace, and not of evil, to give you an expected end. 1 John. Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits whether they are of God, because many false prophets are gone out into the world. We are of God. He that knoweth God heareth us. He that is not of God heareth not us. Hereby know we the spirit of truth and the spirit of error.
Lulled by stupefying illusions, the world is asleep in the cradle of infancy, dreaming away the hours. Material sense does not unfold the facts of existence, but spiritual sense lifts human consciousness into eternal truth. The dream that matter and error are something must yield to reason and revelation. Now I ask, is there any more reality in the waking dream of mortal existence than in the sleeping dream? There cannot be, since whatever appears to be a mortal man is a mortal dream. If thought is startled at the strong claim of science for the supremacy of God, or truth, and doubts the supremacy of good, ought we not, contrariwise, to be astounded at the vigorous claims of evil and doubt them, and no longer think it natural to love sin and unnatural to forsake it? No longer imagine evil to be ever-present and good absent? Truth should not seem so surprising and unnatural as error, and error should not seem so real as truth. Sickness should not seem so real as health. There is no error in science, and our lives must be governed by reality in order to be in harmony with God, the divine principle of all being.
Section 4. John. The Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Matthew. And when Jesus was entered into Capernaum, there came unto him a centurion, beseeching him and saying, Lord, my servant lieth at home, sick of the palsy, grievously tormented. And Jesus saith unto him, I will come and heal him. The centurion answered and said, Lord, I am not worthy that thou shouldest come under my roof, but speak the word only, and my servant shall be healed. For I am a man under authority, having soldiers under me. And I say to this man, Go, and he goeth, and to another, Come, and he cometh, and to my servant, Do this, and he doeth it. When Jesus heard it, he marveled and said to them that followed, Verily I say unto you, I have not found so great faith, no, not in Israel. And Jesus said unto the centurion, Go thy way, and as thou hast believed, so be it done unto thee. And his servant was healed in the selfsame hour.
The Word was made flesh. Divine truth must be known by its effects on the body, as well as on the mind, before the science of being can be demonstrated. Hence, its embodiment in the incarnate Jesus, that life link forming the connection through which the real reaches the unreal, soul rebukes sense, and truth destroys error. The great spiritual fact must be brought out that man is, not shall be, perfect and immortal. Like the great exemplar, the healer should speak to disease as one having authority over it, leaving soul to master the false evidences of the corporeal senses and to assert its claims over mortality and disease. It is mental quackery to make disease a reality, to hold it as something seen and felt, and then to attempt its cure through mind. It is no less erroneous to believe in the real existence of a tumor, a cancer, or decayed lungs, while you argue against their reality, than it is for your patient to feel these ills in physical belief. To prevent disease, or to cure it, the power of truth, of divine spirit, must break the dream of the material senses. Mentally insist that harmony is the fact, and that sickness is a temporal dream. Realize the presence of health and the fact of harmonious being until the body corresponds with the normal conditions of health and harmony. Truth is God's remedy for error of every kind, and truth destroys only what is untrue. Hence the fact that today as yesterday, Christ casts out evils and heals the sick.
Section 5. Isaiah. The people that walked in darkness have seen a great light. They that dwell in the land of the shadow of death, upon them hath the light shined. Psalms. For thou wilt light my candle. The Lord my God will enlighten my darkness. The word of the Lord is tried. He is a buckler to all those that trust in him. Ephesians. I also, after I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and love unto all the saints, cease not to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened. 1 Thessalonians. Prove all things. Hold fast that which is good. 1 Corinthians. For other foundation can no man lay than that is laid, which is Jesus Christ.
When, apparently near the confines of mortal existence, standing already within the shadow of the Death Valley, I learned these truths in divine science, that all real being is in God, the divine mind, and that life, truth, and love are all powerful and ever-present, that the opposite of truth, called error, sin, sickness, disease, death, is the false testimony of false material sense, of mind in matter, that this false sense evolves in belief, a subjective state of mortal mind, which this same so-called mind names matter, thereby shutting out the true sense of spirit. The testimony of the material senses is neither absolute nor divine. I, therefore, plant myself unreservedly on the teachings of Jesus, of his apostles, of the prophets, and on the testimony of the science of mind. Other foundations there are none. All other systems, systems based wholly or partly on knowledge gained through the material senses, are reeds shaken by the wind, not houses built on the rock. Christian science reveals incontrovertibly that mind is all in all, that the only realities are the divine mind and idea. This great fact is not, however, seen to be supported by sensible evidence until its divine principle is demonstrated by healing the sick, and thus proved absolute and divine. This proof once seen, no other conclusion can be reached. The physical healing of Christian science results now, as in Jesus' time, from the operation of divine principle, before which sin and disease lose their reality in human consciousness and disappear as naturally and as necessarily as darkness gives place to light and sin to reformation.
Section 6. Psalms. The Lord gave the word. Great was the company of those that published it. Isaiah. How beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of him that bringeth good tidings, that publisheth peace, that bringeth good tidings of good, that publisheth salvation, that saith unto Zion, Thy God reigneth. Habakkuk. I will stand upon my watch, and set me upon the tower, and will watch to see what he will say unto me, and what I shall answer when I am reproved. And the Lord answered me and said, Write the vision, and make it plain upon tables, that he may run that readeth it. For the earth shall be filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord, as the waters cover the sea. Malachi. Bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in mine house. And prove me now herewith, saith the Lord of hosts, if I will not open you the windows of heaven, and pour you out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive it. 2 Peter. For we have not followed cunningly devised fables when we made known unto you the power and coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, but were eyewitnesses of his majesty. We have also a more sure word of prophecy, whereunto ye do well that ye take heed, as unto a light that shineth in a dark place until the day dawn, and the day star arise in your hearts.
Life, truth and love are the realities of divine science. They dawn in faith and glow full-orbed in spiritual understanding. God has set His signet upon science, making it coordinate with all that is real, and only with that which is harmonious and eternal. The great spiritual facts of being, like rays of light, shine in the darkness, though the darkness, comprehending them not, may deny their reality. The proof that the system stated in this book is Christianly scientific resides in the good this system accomplishes, for it cures on a divine demonstrable principle which all may understand. The author has not compromised conscience to suit the general drift of thought, but has bluntly and honestly given the text of truth. By thousands of well-authenticated cases of healing, she and her students have proved the worth of her teachings. The divine principle of healing is proved in the personal experience of any sincere seeker of truth. The eternal truth destroys what mortals seem to have learned from error, and man's real existence, as a child of God, comes to light. Divine science, the Word of God, saith to the darkness upon the face of error, God is all in all, and the light of ever-present love illumines the universe.
You've been listening to the Christian Science Bible lesson titled Reality. I'm Holly Bolin.
And I'm Gary Bocci. This program is produced and copyrighted by the Christian Science Publishing Society.